Hey guys,
Will Durst here to join in on the newest game sensation sweeping the nation. Yes, it's time again to play that quadrennial favorite, Guess the Vice Presidential Pick. Since Mitt Romney has sewed up the Republican nomination tighter than one of Chris Christie's old suits, the only drama left is which name the former governor of Massachusetts intends to put on the bottom of his bumper sticker. So let's look at the field of potential running mates. We'll start with the vanquished competition. First off, Ron Paul, 1,000-1. Less chance than a snail hauling a piano qualifying for the 100-meter dash at the London Olympics. Newt Gingrich, same thing, only the snail is dead. Rick Perry, the snail is dead and the piano is made out of uranium, the heaviest element on Earth. Herman Cain and Michelle Bachmann, more dead snails, really, really heavy pianos. Sarah Palin, yeah, doing the same thing over again and expecting a different result, the definition of insanity. So, 30-1. Donald Trump? Nah, but if Romney gets elected, he could put the Donald in charge of the FAA to avail the airline industry of some of that aerodynamic hair. Same thing with Chris Christie and the FDA. Jeb Bush? Long shot. 15-1. People need a bit more time to recover from Bush fatigue. Like 3 decades. Tim Pawlenty, former governor of Minnesota? 8-1. The only problem here is you'd have 2 guys so white, people might refer to it as the albino ticket. Rick Santorum? 10-1. Mostly if Mitt needs some Old Testament righteousness to counter that squishy Mormon thing. Bob McDonnell, governor of Virginia. Now we're talking. 6-1. Bringing us to the favorite, senator from Florida, Mario Rubio. Dead even. 50-50. A Hispanic and the state of Florida. Fits together like seashores and halter tops. So that's about it. Fascinating, right? Yeah. And this is supposed to keep us occupied till the end of August? Going to be a long summer. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.